it was a very interesting meeting with the doctors themselves grappling with the challenges of meeting the needs of patients at end of life. First of all, there was unanimous support for better access for palliative care. Even among the doctors themselves, they indicated that, you know, only half of them could say that their patients could have ready access to palliative care. So there's an absolute consensus that there's a need for much better uniform access to palliative care in the first instance. There was also the focus on whether or not doctors could follow their own conscience under the current state of the law as to whether or not they participate in medical-assisted dying. A real concern around the doctor's role here. And finally, we learned that the Canadian Medical Association will be an intervener in the upcoming Supreme Court of Canada case, dealing with whether or not that there are charter rights involved in the right to assisted dying. The other thing that's important is that the current CMA policy requires physicians not to participate in assisted suicide or euthanasia as they define it, or indeed medical assistance in dying, which is something that they separate out. So maybe that's a nuance that needs to be further explored. All this is a prelude to having the CMA participate in CARP's upcoming forum on medical assistance in dying on September 26th at the Zoomerplex.